Mark chapter 11. Love is a fruit in season at all times and within reach of every hand. The scene of Psalm Sunday takes us to two villages, both mentioned in the first verse of this chapter, and both related to a fruit that reminds me of my childhood, figs. Who doesn't remember the sweetness of figs ripped from the fig tree? Bethage means house of unripe figs, and Bethany, house of figs. The name of both cities emphasizes the fruit rather than the nature of the tree. So much is the importance that God gives to the tree that the next day, leaving Bethany, the house of figs, Jesus sees a fig tree from afar, and when he approaches it, he looks for fruits in it, but does not find them. God is always interested in fruits. In articulating the influence of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, St. Paul uses the term fruit. When Jesus and his disciples left Bethany the next morning, he was hungry. From a distance, Jesus saw a fig tree covered with leaves, and he went to see if there were any figs on the tree, but there were none. The author of the ancient hymn asks, "Must I go and empty-handed, thus my dear Redeemer meet? No, not one day of service give him, lay no trophy at his feet." A life without love is like a tree without fruits. While Jesus continues to seek for fruits that are consistent with repentance, as I read what happened to that fig tree on the evening of that same day, I am struck by the great patience God has for me. Before the fruit grows, usually the flower grows. Like a flower, today, I went to give the perfume of my adoration and let the Holy Spirit from in me his precious fruit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control.